This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Corey Geiger, managing editor of Horrid's Dairyman magazine.
So coming up, the National Mastitis Council, which really focuses in on milk quality, has its annual National Dairy Quality Awards program, and it's one of the longest running awards program in the dairy industry, as long as the Dairy Shrine Distinguished Cattle Breeder, in fact. And the Horrid's Dairyman team helps with this program, and we're visiting the top platinum herds right now, and our winners are, we got two from Michigan, two from Wisconsin, one in Minnesota, and one in Idaho this year. And there were nearly 200 applications this year, and this is really the best of the best. The herds all look a little different. I'm going to actually be in all but five of the six winning herds. One of the big things, it takes people to produce quality milk. These farms, whether they're large or small, really have good people on their farm that are working with the cows, and they pay relentless attention to detail.
Tuesday.
George, thank you for joining us. What can you tell us about the do's and don'ts of writing farm employee manuals?
You know, it's good to have a set of policies about what the farm is and the history of the farm, and some written understanding as to how work, pay, and benefits work. And the fact that the employment in most cases is at will. And then there's, of course, legally required information. You know, family medical leave policies, discrimination policies, workers' compensation. And those are especially important today where we have both men and women working on the farm because of the number of cases where there have been harassment claims made against farm businesses. Of course, it should cover safety issues because of the challenges, especially things like alcohol use on the farm, harassment.
Wednesday.
So Dr. Shapiro, thanks for joining us. Is that really the reason behind writing this book, to clear up some misconceptions?
It is. I wrote Hype because there is so much misinformation out there. We have a lot of people who are claiming to be health experts and are providing a lot of misinformation, which has caused concerns, especially for kids and millennial parents, to understand what's real and what's not. And I like to bust a lot of myths in my book. So a lot of what I talk about is how we can really set the record straight when we're talking about our health. It's really important.
That's Dr. Nina Shapiro, author of the book Hype: A Doctor's Guide to Medical Myths, Exaggerated Claims, and Bad Advice, and How to Tell What's Real and What's Not.
Thursday.
Chris, with Christmas landing right in the middle of the week and Congress taking a break, it would seem like it would be a little slow, but there was a lot going on here recently.
Yes, December up to this point in Washington, and in particular on Capitol Hill, we were able to achieve a couple of important objectives for America's dairy farmers here in the last couple of weeks. First of all, the House of Representatives passed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. That was last week that they did so. Not a great surprise. The process, though, dragged out a bit longer than what we had hoped. Ultimately, there had to be a deal between House Democrats and the Trump administration and the Trade Representative's office in order to make certain that Mexico abides by its labor enforcement provisions in its deal. But once this gets passed by the Senate, which we hope that that'll take place here early in January, it'll just put us on much firmer footing regarding trade relations, both with Mexico as well as with Canada. So a good way to end the year regarding our trade posture with two of our most important markets. One of the other things, though, Bill, that the House did right before Christmas is pass the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. This is ag labor policy that we were heavily involved in helping to craft and build support for in the House of Representatives. It basically creates a new guest worker visa program for agricultural employers, including for the first time dairy farmers. So it will be beneficial to dairy employers, and it will also help them keep their existing workforce.
Friday.
Some really neat update work from Dr. Rick Grant and his research group at the Miner Institute Group, which is located in northern upstate New York. And we all know the importance of forages because it impacts dry matter intake. We know it impacts rumen fermentation and cow health, and of course, indirectly impacts milk yield and milk components. And the good news, Bill, is that they've done research at the Miner Institute, and the cows understood the research. And what they did is they took two different particle lengths, long and short, two different forage qualities, and this was grass hay, basically high quality and lower quality as far as that goes. And they did the combinations, those four different combinations there. And sure enough, when you had the high quality forage chopped a bit longer or low quality forage chopped shorter, they had the sweet spot.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.